This is Good Morning Mumbai, and you're with Rishi K. Radio
1. She started running to escape her problems, and then now running has become more her life than anything else. I'm just curious to know, I mean, somebody like you, single mother, like you said at the top of the interview, you lost your husband to very tragic circumstances. If it's not too much of pain to ask, would you tell us how? How did that happen?
You know, I used to hate talking about, in fact, I don't think I've ever spoken about this. So let me try. We were on a holiday. That was about 2003. We were 9 years married then. We went for a holiday to Mahabaleshwar. And as usual, he says to me that, you know, I'm going to go to a massage. You take the kids and hang out or whatever. And he went and he met this Ayurvedic doctor. I don't mean to offend anybody here. And he prescribed some medication, which my husband had some constipation issues, small things. I'm like, oh, great, you've got help. Why not? And he took the medicine for about 6 months. And then he started complaining of high blood pressure. We treated that. We thought maybe it's stress, the Bombay stress, kids getting into school. You know, it could be anything at that age. And then a few months down the road, they diagnosed him with acute kidney failure. And 20 days into hospitalization with some complications, it came out of the blue. We had no idea. He was no more.
You know, here's my question to you and to all single mothers. I mean, you've got to be superwomen. There are times when you were running, and your book says that.
Yes.
Saying, you know, you had to send the kids off to school.
Yes.
Do we give them the right keys, the right banana to eat?
Yes.
You know, give them the money for mundane things to do in school or otherwise.
Yes.
Was there a feeling of guilt that engulfed you, and how did you deal with that?
Yeah, I think guilt does come into play that, oh my God, I'm leaving my kids and going away. I think for working moms, for most of us who choose to do things for ourselves, because I think so many people around us portray us as perfect women who cook these healthy meals for people and do things for other women. But you know what? This is a message I want to tell everybody, that we are women. It's really important for us to recognize what you really want. And something I learned from a wonderful man 10 years ago is that only if you're happy can you radiate happiness. So be true to yourself, do what you really want to do, and things will fall in place. So if it's important to you, you will find time to manage everything. So my kids just grew self-reliant, and you know what, one day if they didn't eat that banana, I said, fine, it's okay, you know, nothing's gonna happen. So
who's this wonderful man who's given you so much philosophy?
Yeah, he was my therapist. He's no more, but he would have been really happy to see me.
Wonderful. A last leg of conversation with Parul Seth up ahead. And this time we're going to talk about a training plan, a diet, and a workouts, and say bye-bye to her. Don't go anywhere. Messages and back.